if you don't know me by now.
Adversity, time and time again, when the devil tried to kill you, who you think saved you at the end? Just remember how everything turned out right, because Jesus is the same morning, noon, and night.
If you don't know him,
to know
him.
To know him. Time for you to get to know him. God has a plan for your life. Trust and believe. He'll make everything alright. You started at the bottom with a goal to reach the top. Times got real hard. The Holy Spirit told you not to stop. Just remember how everything turns out alright, because Jesus is the same morning, noon, and night. If you don't know, every season is a season for Christ. If you don't know him by now, don't let this moment pass you by. But come to him, come to him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Welcome to the show today, Fellowship in the Word with Pastor Robert R. Cooper here on Donnie D's Words of Inspiration on Blog Talk Radio. Also can be found on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, and many other spots that you find your podcasts. Yes, indeed, today's service is brought to you by Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys. available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, EnixLibris.com. Also, From Crack to Christ, Part 1. It can be found at the same place as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, EnixLibris.com. That is right. Our phone number is 646-595-3338. 646-595-3338. Pastor Cooper coming right up.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Donnie D, and I'm here to tell you about Donnie D's Words of Inspiration on Blog Talk Radio every Saturday night, 6 p.m., along with Marcia D's and those great songs. Pastor Robert R. Cooper, Pastor Dominique Franks, Refuge Christian Center, Altadena, California. Come along and join us every Saturday night, 6 p.m.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Hey,
indeed.
What's going
that
on? It's your man.
Inspiration. Which, you know, we've kind of broken that down. It doesn't come on as often as it used to. As you notice, they said Pastor Robert Cooper on Saturday nights and Pastor Dominique Franks. That was about 2 years ago, maybe. But I still love the airdrop. It's always good to have a promo. And let's move it over to Sandusky, Ohio, to Pastor Robert Cooper. How you doing this morning, Pastor Cooper?
Hey, I'm blessed today. How about yourself?
Doing good, doing good. I had my fingers crossed. We had a lot of technical difficulties last night, and but we're here today. So, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Well, praise God for that. We had a few technical difficulties last week also.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, we did. It's been too. It's like the devil doesn't want the word to come out through this venue, this area, through us for some reason. I had another pastor on last night that didn't want him on, you know, didn't want you on last week. But here we are. We're victorious. We're here.
Well, if the devil has art with it, then you must have something good.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because if he permitted it, then it must not be nothing. So we celebrate that. And we just believe by faith that, you know, we're going to give the devil a black eye today also, because we're not here to please him. We're playing to an audience of one. His name is Almighty God. And we believe by faith that we're in his will. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank my wife and my family today. Especially thank my wife who, by the grace of God, just awakened me. I sat here. I did some running around this morning. I went out of town and just got back, and I sat down for a minute, and she woke me up and let me know. She said, it's almost time to go on. So here we are, and I'm wide awake now.
Right on.
And we thank God for
yes.
Each and every one of you. Amen. You know, we always begin by praying, because I don't know, and I shouldn't say I don't know, because I do know. Prayer is one of the mightiest things that we have in our spiritual arsenal. And if we don't use it, then we're asking for it. But we need to pray, because prayer changes things when nothing else can. Prayer is a direct communication with God. Prayer also tells God we believe in him. Amen. Kind of hard to pray to somebody you don't believe in. So prayer tells God, amen, that we believe that he can. How many believe God can?
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
There's nothing God cannot do. All things are possible with him.
Yes.
And so we just thank the Lord right now for you, Lord, and we just ask you to look down upon us today and give us the energy to shine, because we realize we are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that can't be hid. And we ask you to empower us so we can let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give glory to you, O God, who is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Brother Lewis, you have anything you wanted to share before we move forward?
Well, basically, I just wanted to say that I want to thank everyone who's stuck with us through these times of technical difficulties. You know, no matter what is thrown at us, we're going to continue to go through and deal with it. It woke me up as to set up another computer as a backup. So sitting right next to me is a backup computer just in case. I've got a backup phone just in case. So, you know, that technical difficulty was just God saying have a backup. And I have a backup now, so we're good. And I just also just want to pray. I want to send a prayer out there to Martin Grant. I haven't been able to contact him recently, and he's been on my mind a lot recently. So I want to pray that God that keep him built fence around him, keep a fence around him, take care of my brother, Martin Grant, and just hope that he's doing well.
Amen. We will do that. We'll pray for him right now in Jesus' name, and we stand in agreement with you, and we just believe by faith, and if he can hear you, and if he can hear you by any means, by all means, make communication right now. You're more than welcome to. And we would love to have you come on and have a word also. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Childhood acquaintances. Amen.
Yes,
you know, it's amazing though it's amazing how we are all children of God. And so in a sense, the childhood comment is still an active comment because we're God's children. And that's what we're going to talk about today to a large degree, what it means to be a child of God. Amen?
Amen.
What it means to be God's child. He got some powerful, powerful things for those who believe that they are God's child. Amen? Romans chapter 8.
Hey.
Those of you who have your Bibles, go to Romans. And in Romans, Paul is explaining this to the readers in a way that I think we all should be able to comprehend. Because he wants us to know the power of being a child of God. I'm going to begin at verse 14. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I'm going to repeat that. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Yeah.
Then it goes on and says in verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That translates into our Father. Amen. The spirit of adoption. The spirit of adoption. Amen. You know, there are all different kinds of ways you could become a child. You know, you could be a child because someone may have just abandoned you. You can be a child because you were born into a large, healthy, good family. Or you could be a child because you were adopted. And the spirit of adoption is a powerful spirit because usually when people adopt a child, it's because they have chosen that child personally. They have a personal attachment, and there's no reason whatsoever, nothing making them give that child a home except for the love they have for that child. And that's what we are. God has chosen us to be his children. Amen. Not because we were all of that, and not because we never made mistakes or never had any errors in our lives, but because he decided in spite of all that, I still want these people to be my children. It goes on in verse 16, it says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are, no ifs, ands, and doubt about it, we are the children of God. Amen.
Amen.
You know, sadly, in the natural, some folk don't know who their parents are. And so they live their whole lives, amen, kind of in limbo. They lack a real, true identity. But when we recognize that we are the children of God, then we have the right, amen, according to the word, to identify with God. So many people are lost because they don't have a clear picture of their true identity. But it's time that we start identifying with God. Amen. God made sure of it too, because he wanted to make sure we had the right picture, because the Bible says in John 3:16, we all know this scripture, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He didn't loan him to us. He gave him to us. Praise God. And how many know when God gives you something, it now belongs to you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So he gave his only begotten son. You know, God had a son before he had us. But he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. God is good. His goodness is overwhelming sometimes. He said, I've got these children, and I'm going to make them my children. I want them to be mine. But I've got to make a way, amen, because sin has come into the picture, and I've got to show them how they can live, amen, without being in bondage to sin. So what I'll do is I'm going to send my only begotten son, who knew no sin, and he's going to come down to the earth, and I want him to perform, amen, a lifestyle that can be used as an example to the people on earth on how they can live. So he sent Jesus, amen, as an example to show us, amen, our capabilities and what it means to be sons of God.
Yes.
And the spirit itself bears witness with our spirit, the Bible says, in verse 16 of Romans 8, that we are the children of God. No doubt about it. Amen. Goes on and says, and if children, in verse 17, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Good God Almighty.
Amen.
Now, you know you got something right there. And we talk about the devil, how he's always trying to interfere with this, that, and the other. The one thing he's truly trying to interfere with is the knowledge that God's people have of the power of this relationship. He doesn't want you to know anything about it, and he tries to keep it from you as regularly, as often as he can. He would much rather that you talk about anything other than being God's child. And he certainly doesn't want you to know, amen, that you are an heir of God. Amen. Because an heir of God means that, an heir of God means just what Psalm 23 says. When the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Heirs of God don't want for anything. How many know if your inheritance is in God, and God has everything, all things come of thee, O Lord. If all things come of God and you are an heir of God, then all things belong to you by virtue
Amen.
Of the inheritance. Not because we're all of that in a bag of chips, but because of God's grace and his mercy. Because he made us heirs in spite of our shortcomings. In spite of that thing that we did, in spite of those things that we may have said, in spite of those thoughts that we may have been thinking, He decided to make us heirs of God. The Bible says, and the children then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Good God Almighty. Now the devil's real mad. Now the devil's real mad because now you know too much now. And he didn't intend for you to know that because he didn't want you to know that you were joint heirs with Jesus Christ. You are co-heirs with the only begotten Son of God. Let me show you what that means. Go to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, quickly. If you can't find it, just stand by and look it up later. I'll read it to you. But Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2 spells it out clearly and lets you know, amen, what being a joint heir with Jesus Christ is all about. Because Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2 says, and has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, meaning Jesus Christ, whom he has appointed, get ready for this, heir of all things. That's right, heir of all things. So as joint heirs with Jesus Christ, you're not out of anything at any time. We have more than enough. All things. He said he has appointed him heir of all things. So if we're joint heirs, that means we're co-heirs. Ah, good God Almighty. We share in the inheritance. We're partners in the inheritance. So if he is heir of all things, that means we too, by faith in God's word and by the grace of Almighty God, that means we too are heirs of all things. Now, that doesn't give us the right to start, you know, contemplating living a reckless lifestyle or a wasteful lifestyle or a selfish lifestyle or any other kind of ungodly lifestyle. But what it does say is that my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:17. He wants you to know that all your needs are met, that you're covered, amen, as far as needs go. You're covered as far as needs go, regardless of what your need is. How many know all needs are not material? Even though many of them are. How many know all needs are not financial, even though many of them are? But some people have emotional needs. Hallelujah. Sometimes people are having needs within their family. Sometimes we have needs in our communities. There are all kinds of needs, amen. Some people are having medical needs. Oh, come on, y'all. Some people are having medical needs. There are all kinds of needs. And God said that he will supply all of our needs. And he can say that, and he can say that with meaning because he already told us that we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And he has appointed his Son, Jesus Christ, the heir of all things, and we're co-heirs with him. So not only are we not out of anything, but according to the scripture, we never will be. Amen. Because God's inheritance, God, the things we have inherited from God are infinite. God has an infinite amount of possessions. He says, the eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're children, we're heirs of God. And so Jesus told us when we pray, he said, pray saying, I want to show you that you're family members now. I want to show you that you're children of God. So when you pray, pray saying, our Father, not just my Father, our Father, which art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
So we have to learn to pray to our Father like he's Father. So what we do is we follow Jesus. How many know we have to follow Jesus?
Yes.
Oh, amen. We've got to follow Jesus. If you don't want to go wrong, just follow Jesus. It's as simple as that. Just follow Jesus. Do what Jesus says. Following Jesus means doing what Jesus says. Amen. And as you follow him and continue to follow him, soon and very soon, you'll go from simply doing to what Jesus says into doing what Jesus does.
Amen.
Amen. How many know we have been appointed to do what Jesus does? The adversary doesn't like that. He don't want you talking like that because he wants you to stay stuck in a rut. And Jesus has given us unlimited capabilities out of his own mouth. John 14, as a child of God. John 14, verse 12. I read it often because I like it a lot. And I believe every word Jesus is saying. John 14 and 12. Doing what Jesus does. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, he that the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I'm going to my Father. So we got it like this. Children of God, we have it like this. And so he's given us an example to not only teach us, amen, to listen to what he says, but now he's confident that we have the capability to do what he does.
Yes, indeed.
And I don't know about you, but I'm going to take him up on that, because if anybody knows what I can do, Jesus does.
Amen.
So we have to take the limits off of our minds and realize what the Bible means in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, when the Bible says that we have the mind of Christ. See, you can't do the works that Jesus does unless you have the mind of Jesus. In other words, you got to think like Jesus before you can speak like Jesus. You got to speak like Jesus before you can do what Jesus does. Because so much of what Jesus does, he did it by speaking. Amen. He did a lot of what he does by speaking. And we labor and we strain and we try to get this and we try to get that. And we find that we're doing things the hard way. God has already given us a way, amen. And Jesus says, I am the way. John 14, verse 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So we need to follow the ways of Jesus Christ so we can begin to do it the way he does it. We need to live the way he has taught us to live. We've been living the hard way needlessly for much too long. It's time to take the shackles off.
Amen.
And start living the kind of life that God has designed us to live.
Yes, yes.
Praise God, hallelujah. Look what Jesus says. He makes it so clear that you don't have to live in a difficult way even when you're going through things. This is what he says. I like Matthew chapter 18 and verse 18, because he gives us information that should forever set us free from bondage, whatever the form of bondage is. Sickness, disease, poverty, lack, sorrow, pain, irritation, frustration, whatever the bondage is, we're free from it. Matthew 18:18. And Jesus says these words, "And the Lord said unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Period. You're free. Free, free, free. How many know who the Son has set free is free indeed? So you're free. You're free. This is the way Jesus lives. And when we start following Jesus, we'll start seeing, not only seeing how he lives, but we'll start saying how he lives and start living how he lives. Because to bind and to loose, that's powerful. He said, whatsoever you bind on earth, that means you have prohibited it. And you no longer permit it to be an issue in your life. And you got the power of God backing you up, because he said, whatsoever you prohibit on earth shall be also prohibited in heaven. This is the way he wants us to live. This is the way Jesus lives. He lives, amen, in concert with the Father. Amen. He knows whatever he does, the Father will back him up in heaven. And he's introducing us to this kind of lifestyle because we've been suffering for far too long. We need to tell circumstances, no, 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 you can't do that. Not on me. I bind you on earth according to the word of God. And I know you're being bound in heaven. My faith tells me so. Whatever your situation is, who am I talking to? Maybe you're suffering from sickness and disease. Maybe you have other things that are causing you to be frustrated. Maybe there are other things that are causing you to have dilemmas. But whatever that dilemma is, know that the Lord is saying today, you're free. You can speak by faith to it. And you can say whatever Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth. He didn't put a limit on it. He didn't even specify what it had to be. He said, whatsoever. Good God Almighty. Whew. See, I like the way Jesus speaks, because when Jesus writes you a check, it's a check with an unlimited amount on it. It's no limits on it, praise the living God. And so all you have to do is just realize what he's telling you is that you are totally free. I'm putting you in a category, in a classification that I live in, and this is the way I live. I bind things and loose things. Binding means prohibit and not permit it. Hallelujah. Loose means to allow. You want to see something happen? Loose it. He said, whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You are allowing it to take place. And when you do it on earth, he said, God will back you up in heaven. Why don't we just have a little church on the phone today? You know, that's a word, you know, those words right there, that should be a reason to shout.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because we don't have a single issue now that we can't bind or loose.
Mm-hmm.
And when we bind it, when we declare that it's no longer permitted and that it's prohibited, Jesus said God will do the same thing in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Whatever we allow on earth, you want to see something happen? Just loose it. Speak over it. Speak over it.
Yeah.
Speak over it. Allow it. Release it. It's in you. You're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. There's nothing you can't release. You've got access to everything, amen. All you have to do is just loose it. Speak it.
Amen.
On earth. And it shall be loosed in heaven. You want to see a healing in your body? You want to see a loved one saved? You want to see somebody you know, amen, be delivered? Just speak it. Loose it. Loose it. Praise the living God. He's letting you know, amen, that you have a whole new lifestyle in him. Jesus says. I believe Paul says it like this in 1 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, that's what we are now. He is a new creature. All things are passed away. How it used to be, all things have become new. You know, the old things where you had to settle for and put up with and tolerate a bunch of stuff just because. But those were the old days. Now that we're in Christ, amen, we can operate in power because all things have become new. It's a new day, and there's a new way of doing things. And all we have to do is believe Jesus Christ and follow him. And he's showing you, amen, when you live in me, amen, when you live in me, you do what I do. And that's where we live. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, Paul tells us, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Colossians 2 and 6, so walk ye in him. To walk in him means to live in him. How many know you can't live in him and not do like he does? You cannot live in him and not be like he is, say what he says, and do what he does, and have what he has. Because you're a new creature now. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. You know, and take some time and pray about that and wrap your mind around it, praise the living God, and wrap your hearts around that, because it's just a matter of time before it becomes your reality. And when you begin to see it, amen, it'll begin to manifest itself in all kinds of areas in your life. Then and only then will you be able to say, amen, I believe God. But we have to believe God. This is funny. Because in the old days, amen, people had an expression called seeing is believing. In other words, they'll believe it when they see it. Amen. But it's different now. Because if you want to see it now, all you have to do is believe it. So where seeing was believing, now believing produces seeing. You won't see it until you believe it. You got to believe it first. Believing it first. You have to believe it first. Hallelujah. Go with me to Mark chapter 6, if you will. I won't keep you long today. Praise God. Hallelujah. But since you woke me up, amen, I may as well share with you what the Lord has given me.
Yes, indeed.
And I want
share
you to have
knowledge.
It, praise God, because I just
share.
Can't. I just keep it to myself. Praise God. Mark chapter 6. Jesus was in a situation where he was on his way walking with the ruler of the synagogue. His name was Jairus. And some people came along and shared with him.
Lightspeed's not for everyone.
Shared with him that his daughter was real sick and he needed to make it to the house ASAP. So he brought Jesus with him, and him and Jesus were on his way to his house. And when you get to verse 34, turn that overhead light on for me, would you? Please, someone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
When you get to verse 35, it says, while he yet spoke, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why trouble you the master any further? In other words, don't waste time with the master. Don't waste time troubling Jesus. Your daughter's already gone. Amen. And the next verse says, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. I want somebody to remember that, because that's what it's going to take to overcome a whole lot of things in life.
Amen.
Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Only believe. And so he suffered no man to follow him. He suffered no man to follow him except for Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he came to the house. And he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult, all the turmoil, and them that wept and wailed greatly. Now, realize this. He's witnessing all of this with his eyes. They're doing all this because, according to their understanding, the young girl is no longer living. She's dead. So they're doing what people naturally do in those kind of situations. But this is the way Jesus responds to it. He said, be not afraid, only believe. And he said they wept. He said, and he saw them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, why make you this ado and weep? The damsel, meaning the young girl, is not dead, but only sleep.
Amen.
Amen. That's what believing will do. See, believing is powerful. Faith is powerful because faith can make something happen. According to their knowledge and their understanding and their natural instinct and senses, she was deceased. Jesus said, be not afraid, only believe, because believing and faith does things to issues that are too hard to explain. The natural mind can't explain or even understand the power of faith and believing. So the Bible says, when he said she's not dead but sleep, he says, and they laughed him to scorn. I'm in verse 40. And they laughed him to scorn, but when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him and entered in where the damsel was laying. Amen. You know, that's what happened. When you start walking by faith and not by sight, and when you start making statements based on faith because you believe mightily, you believe greatly, and you know, amen, that you got all power given unto you in heaven and in earth, praise the living God, living on the inside of you, because that's what we now have with Christ in us, our hope of glory. Colossians 1 and 27.
Yes.
So when you know you got it like this, you'll say things, and don't be surprised if the people that are around you will scorn you and laugh you to scorn, just like they laughed Jesus to scorn. In other words, you must be crazy, man. And folk tend to do that because they don't understand the power of faith. Neither do they understand the power of God. So he went ahead, and what he had to do, the Bible says he had to put them all out. Listen, when you're dealing with serious matters that involve faith, don't be afraid to put some folk out sometimes. Amen. Because the wrong kind of thinking could pollute the atmosphere, and you're getting ready to do a miracle, and there's no room in the air for fear and doubt and unbelief. You got to put all that out.
Amen.
Amen.
So it says. But when he had put them all out. He taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him and entereth in where the damsel was laying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha Kumi, which is being interpreted, which is translated, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Now he's talking to what everybody else thought was a dead girl. But he saw differently because faith and believing causes you to see things that other folk can't see. And your faith is so powerful, it makes things happen that would completely, amen, defies the imagination of the average person, especially in the flesh. So you got to put the flesh out before the spirit can start moving like it wants to. Amen. And it's time that we begin to elevate ourselves and get out of the flesh and get into the spirit, praise the living God. So we can begin to do things the way Jesus does, because he spoke to that girl and he said, damsel, I say unto you, arise, and straight away, that means without any delays, the damsel arose and walked. For she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. Why? Because the girl who everybody said and thought and saw with their own natural eyes as being dead is now up walking around. All because Jesus and his faith spoke to her and said, damsel, arise. Praise God, hallelujah. So we want to get to that place, amen, because Jesus said in John 14 and 12, the works that I do shall he do also. These are the works that Jesus does. This is the kind of works that he does. He does miraculous things. But you got to make sure you have the right atmosphere. You got to make sure you have the right, have the wrong people away from you and only have the right people, because people who believe like you.
Yes.
Not people whose belief is against you.
Yes.
Because you can receive some miracles take place.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's life is about to change right now.
Oh,
behind this teaching. Because you know for a certainty now that Jesus has given you the power to bind and to loose. You know that he's also given you the power, amen, to do the work that he does. He said, he that believeth on me, John 14 and 12, the works that I do shall he do also. He wants us to get to that place, amen, where we're doing what Jesus does.
Amen. Yes.
Joshua chapter 3, verse 18, a question is raised. And I'm going to apply it to our teaching today, because in Joshua 3, 18, the question is asked clearly. He says, God is saying, hallelujah. What did I say? 318? 18 and 3. I get it mixed up sometimes. Forgive me if you will. In Joshua 18 and 3. The question is asked, and Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God has given, which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? In other words, we got some things that God has given to us, amen. How long are we going to be slack before we go possess it? How long are we going to be slack before we go possess our inheritance? How long are we going to be slack before we go and possess the power that he's given us to bind and to loose? How long are we going to be slack before we start believing like Jesus believes so we can do the works that Jesus does? How long are we going to be slack? May I say it? How long are we going to be stuck on stupid? And I don't say that to offend anybody.
Yes.
But the Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Once you get free, you no longer have to be stuck again. Not another day of your life.
Amen.
And I believe it's time, amen, that we tell the devil that you've been playing with us long enough. We know some things
amen.
Now that you never wanted us to know.
Yes, amen.
But by the grace of God, he sent a messenger who didn't care nothing about you. And now we have been equipped, amen, with the knowledge of how to deal with situations, even those things that were previously out of our control.
Amen, yes.
We don't need to suffer another day now because Jesus Christ is on our side. And when we follow Jesus, we find out also that the Lord God is on our side.
Amen.
Praise God. He's showing us how to work things, amen, so we can have a collaboration between us and God through him. He says it clearly now. It's going to have to happen through me. He says, no man coming to the Father but by me. So we need Jesus. We need Jesus so much, amen, you don't want to let Jesus go.
Amen. No.
John 14:14, this is what Jesus says. He says, if you ask anything in my name, he said, I will do it. You don't want to let nobody go like that. He has all power given unto him in heaven and on earth. And he said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. There's nothing stopping him from doing it. You want to embrace him. You want to hang out with him. You want to stay with him. You want to be unified with him. You want to be one with him.
Amen. Yes.
Don't let him go.
Yes.
Don't let the adversary tempt you or influence you to go another way. Stay in Jesus Christ. Do it as quickly as you can and make up in your mind, commit yourself to the knowledge that this is where I'm going to be and nothing's going to separate me from the love of God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Brother Lewis.
Amen and amen. I think I hear Pastor Green back there. Is that you, Pastor Green?
Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Yes, it is, sir. Good morning. Green's the name.
Good morning.
The Holy Spirit. I got a lot of that word. I'm just on fire. You got me pumped. Super Sunday, so I'm here, man.
Amen and amen. Let's see here. Camille, did you know it's open. The line's open. I don't know if we did prayers today. Anyone have a prayer that they need today? Go right for it. The lines are open. Well,
yes.
Go ahead.
This is Camille.
Hello, Camille.
Yes. Hello. I still want to pray for everyone. Now is the time where we're having we have a lot of trials and tribulations, but the weather is getting bad. And I'm praying for some of these homeless shelters to open their doors and let these people in so that they don't get more ill than what they are.
Amen.
Yes, so right. Especially in Los Angeles, it's really bad.
Yes.
Amen. And amen. Amen. And you know, you said the weather is bad, and I'm sure the weather gets bad there. Matter of fact, I know it does. And the weather's really bad here because it gets a lot colder. But wherever people live that don't have a roof over their head, amen, we need to pray.
Amen.
If there ever was a time for us to use the power that Jesus Christ has just given us, even in the message today, it's for those, amen, who are in need.
Yeah.
Praise God. We, the church, we have the keys. We have the power. How many know that the church is... It has to be, the people of God have to be the most powerful entity, the most powerful group of people in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
On this planet. Because we have the word of God. We have a word that Jesus Christ clearly said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those homeless people that you will provide them shelter, amen, and food and clothing and anything else they need in the name of Jesus. And I know it's done because Jesus is not a man. Jesus does not lie. He's the truth. And he says, I'll do it.
Amen.
I don't know him by name. I don't know him by face. I don't even know him by neighborhood. But wherever you are, Jesus Christ is working your situation out for you right now.
Amen.
And we want to give him praise and glory for that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, I got another one right here. 626, is that you, Marcia?
Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear
you
well.
Hear me?
I can hear you well.
All right. I just want some... continued prayers for James. He is transitioning this week from his program to where he can now get a job and be pretty much a free man. So I just want to pray that he he does well, and he continues on the road that God has for him.
Amen and amen. You know, and we thank you for that, and we definitely are praying with you. I have all the confidence, amen, that the Lord has made a way for him, and that he is truly, and he truly has become a new man.
Amen. And I just thank you.
I have that kind of faith, especially after speaking with him and talking to him on the occasions I've had to have conversation with him. I'm confident that he's got a made up mind and he wants to do things the right way.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
And we pray that God will not only give him the ability, but give him the skills and the understanding to be successful in whatever profession that he chooses.
Amen.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
All
you.
All right. Okay, let's move along. I want to throw a prayer in. And this prayer is for me, myself, right here, for God to keep me strength, keep me with the strength and the power. I've got 25 days of total sobriety, total, you know, all of these years I've been addicted to something. I've been a functioning addict, even if it was beer or wine. I've done through the crack cocaine, the opioids, I've done them all. And the Lord still has me here standing strong. And
amen.
And I think that one of the reasons he has me here is to provide a platform and to have people like Cooper and Green and Camille and everyone where we can do this. We can spread the word of God, you know. And just want him to keep me strong. I have no desires at this time. You know, but I know the devil's going to sneak up and try me, but it's already a done deal. It's already done. It's over. I just ask that prayer. Give me strength.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you said it right, because, you know, through it all, God never gave up on you. So don't you ever give up on God.
You're right.
And not just you, but all of us. Don't give up on God. He's clearly, amen, all that we need is him.
Yes. Yes.
Praise the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for that praise report, victory report, amen. And we just need to know, amen, that there is none like him. He's mighty.
Yes.
And we worship him today. Thank him for giving us his only begotten son, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Lewis, you said there's a pastor on the line.
Come on, Pastor Green. You know it.
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Go right ahead, sir. Go ahead. The line is open, sir.
Green's the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm happy to be here today. I'm thankful that each and every last one of y'all are on this side of my voice. We got a very big trial ahead of us called 2023. It's coming. It's right around the corner. And I call the year Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan wore number 23. And he's one of the greatest players that ever played the game. But we got a large charge. It's cause, and we're going to be equipped for battle. That's why y'all want programs like this. Shouts out to 9D, and shouts out to each and every last listener on this sound of my voice. Whether you're listening to a live show or a podcast, you're getting this word right when you need to hear it. And nothing like the right now, the present moment. Make a change. Get your sight set on the future, because the future is upon us. It's here. We coming out of this pandemic, things are going to open back up. New opportunities are going to present themselves. As they present themselves, you be ready to read the contract, sign the contract, get the business done, so you can take care of your families going into 2023. I preach about faith, love, and hope, but I do know there is a God out there, and he's looking for you to reach out to him. So I'm Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm here today. I appreciate this broadcast, this program. I appreciate what the elders said prior to me speaking. I feel we can work together to bring forth change in communities. I'm doing the Winning Team Global Connections Tour. We're going to 22 markets, highest crime, highest violence, straight media coverage. And we're going to put the word out. We're going to use the social media and viral marketing for something positive, not negative. And with that being said, I yield my mic.
Amen. Those words. We thank you for those words and all those who are listening. Amen. We want to focus on what Jesus said we can do, because no matter what the dilemma is or the situation, he says whatever you bind on earth, that means simply, you know, you just have to see buying it. I'm simply not taking it no more. Whatever you decide you're not taking anymore on earth, God will back you up and will make you not have to take it anymore from heaven. When you make up your mind you had enough, enough is enough, that's when you bind it. And when you bind it, no matter what it is, amen, because God's people are power people. Amen. Jesus said we are the light of the world. A city set on a hill that can't be hid. So we, the people of God, amen, we're lighthouses full of power. And we're also powerhouses full of light. Let God have his way. Let's let our light shine from this moment on in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen. I want to say to those out there who know people that want to hear this rebroadcast, or you might want to hear it again, you might want to Bluetooth it in your car and listen while you're driving through the city, or wherever you're at, you can go to iHeartRadio, you can go to Spotify, you can go to Amazon Music Podcast, any of the podcast sites, and look up Donnie D's Words of Wisdom, and under there will be Fellowship in the Word, all the ones we've ever done, all the different shows. So if you like to just sit and binge on Fellowship in the Word all day, you can do it. Just go to those sites. We appreciate you. Amen. And at that,
I know a caller. Or I know a participant who, even on days when there has been technical difficulties, or even rescheduling or cancellations, whatever the case may be, that has convinced me that there's enough surplus podcasts where even on those days, you can still get a fill of the word just by going into the bank, so to speak, of the podcast.
Going to the bank. Yeah.
Amen.
Like that. And get a withdrawal. Yes, indeed.
Make a withdrawal. You said it right.
Make a withdrawal. And I'm going to send that person a straight No Chaser podcast right when I get off. So I will be sending her one today. And as we go, I just like to thank everybody for joining in and sticking with us. We got people from Arizona. We got people from Sandusky, Ohio. We got people from South Central. We got people from Pasadena. And we got people around the world that are listening to Fellowship of the Word with Pastor Robert Cooper. You know, we don't know who all is listening and who all is going to be listening during the week on the podcast. But I do know that there are people listening, because I can go back and look and see it's the different shows and who's listening and where at. Like I said, we got 0.2 in Russia. I don't know. Maybe it's Putin. Somebody's listening over there that needs the word. We're good in Brazil. Brazil is another one of our good spots. The UK is picking us up. So to say that, we'll see you guys next Sunday right here, 11 on the West Coast, 2 on the East, and 1 in the middle. It's been a great day. Each of you have a great day. This is the way to start the day. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. So amazing. Your love for me.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where?